Avoiding internet or email job search scams. I recently assisted job seekers who scoured some of the larger job boards as well as Craigslist for jobs to which they could apply. One came to me with a joy of accomplishment on her face, noting, "I got a job!" She explained a guy has parents with Alzheimer's who wants a babysitter for a few hours weekly for $800 a week. He wants my address so he can send me a check even before I start working. Bells started clanging in my head. He's hiring sight unseen? Who pays an employee before they start the job without meeting first to get an impression of trust? He's going to let a complete stranger take care of his beloved parents? Why $800 for just a few hours? This is a classic scam to susceptible, gullible, and desperate job seekers. They are so happy to have a job offer, they don't stop to think if the offer is too good to be true. Here's an example of the benefits and requirements for a con job description a client received recently. The title was Financial Support Agent. Job requirements: minimum age 18, constant internet access, home mobile phone number, regular bank account, checking or savings, or a verified Premier or business PayPal account. At first, it seems okay. But what legitimate employer wants to verify or have access to your bank information? What could they need with your checking account even before you start working? The goal is to convince the mark, that's the naive job seeker, to deposit a bogus check for the con artist that they send for you to cash. Job seekers run to the bank and deposit the check. Because it's out of state or outside the United States, it takes a week to clear. The very next day, you receive an urgent message asking for a refund of part of that money, usually about three quarters or more. You believe the money is already in the bank, so you send them, based on their request, a certified check or other bank-insured PayPal money. A few days later, you find out their initial check was bogus and the bank name on the check didn't even exist. You were conned into giving them cash, or you may now owe bank overdraft fees and charges because you went over your amount that was in the checking account or the savings account. Another scam is the shops that charge desperate job seekers to find a job for them. Those job mills scan local newspapers and online ads, which you could do this yourself very easily. Then they submit your application, but supply their office number as a point of contact. These job shops charge the customer exorbitant fees, several hundreds of dollars, before they set up the interview with the real company. They may even be set up as a temp staffing agency to look legitimate. I get emails noting, "We read your resume and feel you have the qualifications for working with our company." These companies have sent a robot into resume and job posting boards to collect email addresses. Once they have those email addresses, they send mass emails out to come to work for the companies as a life or health benefits salesperson, a financial planner, an insurance salesperson, or even a job totally unrelated to the job seeker's skill sets. These companies haven't read the resumes at all, but it works. They get responses and continue to solicit naive job seekers. If a human being read my resume, they would realize I'm not a systems networking engineer, but a business owner. I haven't looked for a job in years, so just how old is that data mined information? There are lessons learned here. Don't believe any employer is going to offer you free housing, business vehicles, cash in advance of the job performed, or other benefits that are just too good to believe. Any company offering to find you employment but charges hundreds of dollars in advance for those services are going to do exactly what you could do yourself. Legitimate headhunters charge the employer or the company who is seeking a qualified candidate, not the job seeker. Because someone says you are qualified, especially via a mass-generated email, doesn't mean you are qualified. Craigslist may be a reliable source for jobs for about 5% of the folks using it, but it's a magnet for con artists internationally. Valid recruiters and headhunters will provide their telephone numbers, email addresses, and contact information and will not make promises up front. Their reputation is on the line, and they need to vet and interview all candidates in the real world before they submit them to their clients and the companies who are hiring. Venture forward and double-check those jobs for legitimacy before you hand over your personal employment information. Read between the lines and stick to reliable and valid job boards and resume databases. This audio blog has been brought to you by Dawn Boyer, Ph.D., of D. Boyer Consulting, a career services coach, social media management, human resources, and small business development consultant. Her email is dawn.boyer@dboyerconsulting.com, or you may visit her website, dboyerconsulting.com, for more information about her services. Thank you for listening to this podcast.